Hello and welcome to Weedmas 2021-2022, day 10, celebrating the 12 joints of Christmas in the Citizen Stash Pack. Today I am looking at a joint that is called Island Pink. And they really didn't give me a lot of material to go off of here other than looking at their PDF file. It just gives a THC percent rating of 25.57, making it the hardest hitting in terms of THC of the pack of 12. Pink, I'm wondering if that's Pink Kush. If so, I found something on Allbud relating to Island Pink. They called it Island Pink Kush. Not sure if this is it, but it does seem like a Kush in terms of the smell that I'm catching. Island Pink Kush, also known as Island Pink, is an indica-dominant hybrid strain, 80% indica, 20% sativa, created through crossing the delicious Pink Kush with another unknown indica hybrid strain. Known for its insanely gorgeous appearance, Island Pink Kush is perfect for any indica lover who appreciates a delicious flavor too. It goes on to talk about all about the bud, etc., and what it looks like. Let's skip ahead to talking about the experience. The Island Pink Kush High is just as addictive as the flavor, with lifted and relaxing effects that are perfect for kicking back with friends. The high starts with an influx of cerebral euphoria, launching you into a state of pure happiness and hazy bliss. Hey, sign me up. As your mind soars, you'll start to feel a light, tingly body high sneaking up on you before it suddenly takes a hold and drops you into a state of pure relaxation and ease. With these hard-hitting effects at its high 24 to 27 average percent THC, Island Pink Kush is perfect for treating chronic pain, appetite loss, or nausea, insomnia, and depression. Okay, sure. Anyway, I'm going to take it outside for a spin, come back, and share some thoughts. And if I have any while I'm out there, I'll share those too. All right, see you in a bit. It is beautiful out. It is snowing. It's like a winter wonderland here in Vancouver. This is a very smooth smoke. It reminds me a lot of Pink Kush, which would make sense, because it is partly. One thing I notice is that joints, you go through a lot more product versus when you use it in like a dryer vaporizer or something. It just burns pretty quick when it's in a joint. Alright, I'll check back in with you when I get inside and I'm feeling something. Alright, I'm back inside. I will say this one is a hard hitter. And it is an indica, and there's just something nice about that indica high, which is just very much in the body. And definitely feel that warmth throughout my body. It's just wonderful. And I think that's all for day 10. So we'll see you in day 11.